Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News Tuesday, May 17, 2022. Stand up for your country. This is an important program for all of you watching and listening on the radio. If you are a truth seeker, remember, a lot of people who, as Jack Nicholson once said, can't handle the truth. But that does not concern us here. So, pen, paper, I'm going to give you a lot of amazing information tonight. And President Biden goes to Buffalo. That is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. Saturday, 10 killed, 3 wounded in a Buffalo shopping center. Horrible crime. And 11 of the victims, black, 2 white. A racist kid, 18 years old. Did it. And he's in custody. Peyton Gendron. He is a disturbed person. He's already been involved with psychic evaluations. He's a psychopath. But he is a racist according to his own writings. All right. Now, 18-year-old living in a delusional state. It doesn't really matter, does it? He killed 10 people. So, what happens? Well, most of the victims are black, or were black, the ones that are dead, and 11 black, 2 white. So immediately, this crime becomes politicized. Everyone knows that. There's no two sides to that story. It was within minutes when the politicizing began. So what is the point? Good question. President Biden's administration is in desperate straits. It wants to label the Republican Party white supremacists, the whole party, and anyone who may support it, white supremacists. Link it. Republicans, white supremacists. That's number one. You got to understand that. If that can get out, and the media certainly is happy to put it out, Republicans, white supremacists, then African Americans may be galvanized to support the Democrats in November and onward. Because right now, African American support is wavering because of the terrible economic situation. Secondly, independent voters not aligned with either party, if they feel the Republicans are white supremacists, are more likely to go to the Democratic side. All right? So you see the overall picture. Now, this will never be admitted to. They're never going to say that. They're basically saying that the big problem in America is white supremacy. That's what Joe Biden says. He probably believes it. So it's not the border, inflation, Putin. No. White supremacy, biggest problem. And here's an 18-year-old guy who proves Biden's point. So the president goes to Buffalo, as he should have, and I hope he brought comfort to the families of the victims. I sincerely hope he did. And here's what Mr. Biden said. Go.
The hate that through the media and politics, the internet, has radicalized angry, alienated, lost, and isolated individuals into falsely believing that they will be replaced, that's the word, replaced by the other, by people who don't look like them. White supremacy is a poison. It's a poison running through, it really is, running through our body politic. And it's been allowed to fester and grow right in front of our eyes. No more. I mean, no more. We need to say as clearly and forcefully as we can that the ideology of white supremacy has no place in America. None.
Good. White supremacy has no place in America. Okay. I'm with that. I think you are with that. If you aren't, don't watch me. Because I condemn the neo-Nazis, and I assume the FBI has a pretty good bead on them. But individual loons like this kid, it's impossible. Nobody can keep track of that. No one. It's an individual doing it. But this was interesting. So he says it's growing right before our eyes, white supremacy, and it is running through our body politic. I don't see that. If you do, bill at BillO'Reilly.com. I don't know where it is in our body politic. I don't know. Now, Biden made a big deal out of Donald Trump's remarks at Charlottesville when he said there were good people on both sides. But as I wrote in the United States of Trump, I documented every single word. You can see it with your own eyes. Mr. Trump was referring to people who were objecting or supporting statues, Robert E. Lee specifically. There are good people on both sides of that argument. It didn't have anything to do with the neo-Nazis. Now, any fair-minded person would come to that conclusion if they wanted to know the truth. But again, Biden doesn't want to know the truth. He wants to gin up that we're a nation, half of us, who love white supremacy. We're in it. We're supporting it. Such a lie. Now, the ideology of replacement. So that is a far-left tenet, far-right tenet, excuse me. The ideology of replacement is a far-right tenet. If you go to the neo-Nazi websites, it's all over, that they want, the progressive left wants to bring in people of color to replace white people in America's census and voting rolls. Neo-Nazis are putting that out. But that's not what's in play here. What's in play is that Biden's lax border policies, number one, are killing hundreds of thousands of people through narcotics. And number two, the open border is designed to get as many migrants in here to harvest their votes down the road. That's a legitimate point of view. I believe that. There's no other explanation, none, for President Biden to support an open border and to let tons of narcotics come in, record-breaking amounts, and 2 million people come in unattended. There's no other explanation for it other than Democrats want this because it will increase their power in the voting precincts. And California is the best example of that. If you look at California in the age of Reagan and you look at it now, no, there's nothing. It's not the same state because of all the people who have come in and registered as Democrats. So remember what this is now. Legitimately, you can say, I believe that the lax border policy is political, designed to enhance votes for the Democratic Party. But if you say that, you're going to be accused of being a Nazi. That's what the left does. You disagree with the left, they're going to demonize you. That's what they do. The right does it too. And the reaction to Biden's white supremacy play off Buffalo was pretty intense. Roll the tape.
And the shooting is being investigated now as a hate crime. The new press secretary was asked why President Biden isn't visiting Buffalo or is visiting Buffalo tomorrow after he chose not to go to Waukesha, Wisconsin, if you remember, where six people were killed and over 60 injured during that Christmas parade drive-through.
In Buffalo, the victims are primarily of color, actually exclusively all of color. Guess where Joe Biden is going tomorrow? He didn't go to Waukesha. He's going to Buffalo, firing up Air Force One.
He should go to Buffalo to comfort the people, but he didn't go to the last two cities where there were mass shootings. Do you know why? Because those shooters were black people who killed white people. This is a white person who killed black people. So that fits his agenda. He wants to further divide this country.
Okay, so you can decide. I have my opinion on it. I know that Mr. Biden is using this terrible tragedy in Buffalo for political gain. And I think that's wrong. I just think it's wrong. I don't think that any politician or TV or radio pundit should do that. Now, one of the worst offenders in this group is the Boston Globe. Okay, so they have a headline by a columnist that says, Fox News, Rupert Murdoch, Tucker Carlson are all responsible for the Buffalo shooting. So they name Murdoch and Carlson and the news agency Fox. They're responsible for the deaths in Buffalo. This is what this insane columnist, Renee Graham, says. Put it up on the screen. Quote, Fox News should have changed years ago after Bill O'Reilly, Carlson's predecessor, spent years condemning by name Dr. George Tiller, a Kansas abortion provider. In the church where he served as an usher, Tiller was shot to death in 2009 by a man with extreme anti-abortion views. So Ms. Graham is blaming me for Tiller's murder, as she is blaming Carlson and Murdoch for the killings in Buffalo. Okay. Now, I'm going to refresh your memory. Who was Dr. Tiller? Well, he was the only late-term abortionist in the state of Kansas, and he killed, according to the New York Times, 2,800 unborn fetuses. 2,800. He charged $6,000 for each late-term abortion. You didn't have the money, you didn't get the operation. Okay? He was a heinous individual. And I objected to his late-term abortion mill. I am proud of that. I had nothing to do with the psychopath who gunned him down. Okay? I'm not supposed to report that Dr. George Tiller was executing babies at this astronomical rate in the state of Kansas and getting $6,000 for each execution. I'm not supposed to report that. And the kicker is that his assistant, Dr. Christian Newhouse, after Tiller was murdered, had her license yanked by the state of Kansas, who investigated finally and said, yeah, these abortions never should have taken place. And Newhouse can't practice medicine. So was any of that in Renee Graham's column? No. By the way, the guy who killed Tiller, Scott Roeder, is in prison for life. And he should be. Should be. You can't do that. Now, the Boston Globe calls Renee Graham, the reporter, and this is important. She is an associate editor for the Globe's op-ed page. If you can believe this, let me give you a little sample of Renee Graham. Go.
This is what the party stands for. Every single day, you turn on the TV and you see the GOP's children of the corn terrorizing anyone with a brain and a conscience who doesn't abide by every last morsel of their frightening ideology. And that's what they are. They're terrorists.
So the Republican Party, the whole party, and anyone who supports it are terrorists, according to this woman, who is an associate editor at the Boston Globe. I mean, come on. She's not a journalist. She's an activist. This is absurd. Well, the good people in New England are taking their revenge on the Globe. Okay? Their circulation is down 60% in 5 years. All right? They lose $22 million a year. The newspaper loses. I mean, it's their circulation in 2016 was 136,000. It's now down to 69,000. I mean, it's like everybody knows except the far left loons what this propaganda sheet is. Yet they have the gall. And they, you say, well, why doesn't Murdoch and Carlson or me sue them? We can't, because the law gives that activist masquerading as a journalist the right to spout her opinion. And the whole law also gives me the right to tell you the truth. And it all goes back to Biden, that all of these people who you are seeing and hearing, they know Biden is on the ropes. He's almost done. He's not going to run again. Now they're trying to save the Democratic Party. And if you can link the Republican apparatus to white supremacy, they don't have anything else. That's it. That's all they have. It's so heinous. And the good people in Buffalo up there and the families, you guys should be, if that were my kids or somebody in my family got killed by that racist loon up there, and then I had a politician go in and try to exploit it, ooh, you wouldn't get by me on that one. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. All right, down in Florida, Governor DeSantis signed a new law that bans people from protesting outside the homes of other people. It takes place October 1st. Florida, you know, you got to give him credit. Chicago, no credit there. No credit there. Okay. Mayor Lori Lightfoot, one of the worst mayors ever to serve in the history of the United States. All right, since she has been in office, May 2019, there have been 2,131 murders in the city of Chicago. So now Lori says, we're going to have a curfew. We're extending our curfew for teenagers, all right, 6 p.m. Thursday through Sunday. You can't go to Millennium Park, and you got to stay inside. I think it's from 10 p.m., all right, citywide. For the teens under 18. Well, she's doing that because there's so many of them are getting killed. That's why. Enter J.B. Pritzker, the worst governor in the United States of America. Here's what J.B. does. He signs into law HB 2985, the Murdered Children Funeral and Burial Assistance Act in Illinois, which gives families who lose children to violence, $10,000 to bury the kids. Okay? Pritzker could move the National Guard into the Chicago areas where this murder is out of control. These are black areas, of course. Okay? Black on black crime. He could do that. He could have done it 5 years ago. No. Won't do it. That had solved the problem. The National Guard in those neighborhoods. Won't do it. No. No way. Because that would implicate black-on-black crime. Won't do it. But he will pass the Murdered Children Funeral and Burial Assistance Act. So, hey, I don't care whether your kid gets killed, but if he or she does, here's 10 grand. So, you think I'm making this up? I'm not. $163 billion of federal pandemic aid has been lost in fraud. Taxpayer money. Hey, Joe Biden, good job watching that money. Okay? $163 billion, the Labor Department reports, has gone. It's gone. Fraud. Criminals bombarded states with applications filled in the names of deceased workers or people in prison. And the government sent them the money. Didn't check it. $163 billion. People are complaining about us sending $33 billion to Ukraine to fight Putin. $163 billion. Labor Department, Biden administration. Here. Go steal it. You think anybody will be prosecuted for this? Doubt it. McDonald's, talking about Putin, pulling out of Russia. Good. I might even, there's nothing really like a McDonald's, but if I'm starving, I might even go there. I'd never go there, even if I were starving. It's not good for you. But the CEO, Chris Kempinski, says he's closing down 850 stores, all of them, in Russia, and pulling out because of Putin. Good. Every American company should do that. Good. Starbucks, going to reimburse expenses for workers seeking abortions. So if a worker for Starbucks gets pregnant, wants to have an abortion, Starbucks will pay for it. Okay. Will Starbucks donate money to adoption services? No. At least I don't know about it. Hadn't been publicized. I don't think so. No. So no more Starbucks. I never went there anyway. I'm not a sucker. $6 for coffee. No. okay? But now, like, McDonald's I'll go to if I'm starving, but I won't go to Starbucks no matter what. Okay, why don't you have a little cup, Starbucks, with a baby and a little line through it? Little coffee cup, little baby on a cup, line through it. That's what you should do, Starbucks. Majority of Americans want corporations to stop meddling in politics. Trafalgar poll, evenly divided, Democrat 39, Republican 36, Independent 25. Question was, how likely are you to stop using a product or service of a company that openly advocates for a political agenda you disagree with? Total likely, 87%. Hello, Disney. Not likely, 13. Good. Looks like Elon Musk is going to back out of Twitter. To me, now he's kind of backing away. So some people say he wants to get a better deal. I don't know. But, you know, Musk got a lot of publicity. Nah, he's kind of backing away. We'll watch it. UFOs. They never believe it. These aliens never believe what's going on in this country. Do they have inflation on Venus? I don't know. Is there anything you can buy up there? I don't know. I don't know much about UFOs. I did know a woman who said that she was in Nova Scotia and a little spaceship came down and terrorized her. And the woman wasn't a nut. It's a churchgoer, rational, and she told me the story, and I listened respectively. I don't know. I mean, maybe it happened. I don't know. But anyway, the House Intel Committee, chaired by our pal Adam Schiff, who may be an alien, he might. If you look at the movie Invasion of the Body Snatchers, I think Schiff was, you know. Anyway, he's holding hearings on counterterrorism, counterintelligence, counterproliferation, UFOs. Okay, that's going on now. Our tax money at work. And we have a great guest. So a guy named Nick Pope, he's a Brit, and he investigated UFOs for the British government. Now lives in San Jose, California, and he comes to us via Zoom, which I think is an alien thing that was invented up space, but I don't know. All right, so I'm mocking the UFO hearings. Am I wrong? Am I ill-informed, Mr. Pope?
Well, I think we are still having the debate about what exactly UFOs are. And that's the point. For years, the government just said, oh, this is crazy stuff. We don't have a program. Nobody is investigating. And then around 4 years ago, it turned out there was a program. And of course, Congress, whatever they believe, said, hey, what's going on? And that process is going to this day. And what we've seen is the latest development. Look, I don't know what these things are, but we need to find out because they are being seen in close proximity to nuclear-powered aircraft carriers. They're getting pretty close to some of our military jets. Is it China? Is it some sort of weird atmospheric plasma phenomena? Or is it something else? All Congress is saying to the DOD is, let's find out. And that's what happened today.
Okay. So let me get very specific with you because you know a lot more about this than I do. Number one, you know that there's a lot of money to be made in the UFO arena, and you can get attention if you raise UFO and I did this and I do that. So that is a fact, right?
Yes, although okay. I'm not sure.
I want to stair step it. But sure. You're a professional. The British government actually paid you to look into some of these claims. What was the most compelling thing that you investigated?
We had a case from 1993 where a huge triangular-shaped craft was seen by multiple military witnesses over two air bases performing extraordinary speeds, maneuvers, and acceleration. And we launched a full investigation and found no conventional explanation that fit the bill. So we were saying, is this some sort of secret prototype aircraft, our drone, so, you know, maybe our own, maybe US technology, maybe adversary technology. The good news for people who say, hey, this is a waste of taxpayers' money, everything you need to investigate UFOs is already funded. The military satellites, the radar systems, the intelligence officers who analyze photos and videos, it's all there. All what's been lacking is the will to take a proper look at this because of the ridicule factor. And that's okay. Changing. I'm
but
glad to say it's
not
changing.
Not here so much in America. I mean, we got a big industry. People believe there are, District 51, and in New Mexico, they found whatever it may be. But let's get back to the case that you were citing. Video on this case? Did you see it? Was somebody recorded
no.
a video of it?
This was before the day where everyone had their smartphones.
All right, so
and
no
things.
Video on it. So anecdotal reports from, I would assume,
evidence.
Well-respected military people in Great Britain, correct?
Correct. And some radar evidence, though the data there were intermittent.
Okay. Now, you know as well as I do that in space, and I write about this in my book, Killing the Killers, they have an amazing array of surveillance drones, attack drones, weaponry. Russia has not nearly what we have, China not nearly, but they have hardware up there too. Doesn't that complicate things? And if there was a true UFO, wouldn't this very sophisticated surveillance that's already up there pick it up?
It should, but sometimes these people use filter programs, and if it doesn't behave like what they're looking for, like a ballistic missile launch, they will just write it off. But I was pleased to hear in this morning's hearings, the Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence and Security say that this needs to be joined up with what's going on in NASA, what's going on in the Space Force, and we need a proper integrated look at this.
Okay. Now, last question, and we really appreciate your time. Are you a believer? Do you think that intelligent life exists beyond the universe and the unintelligent life has come down to surveil Earth or land or whatever? Do you, Nick Pope, believe that?
Life out there, yes. Life coming to visit us, maybe. And let's find out. That's my point, and I think that's what Congress is saying, too.
Okay. But if Congress is in charge, we're never going to find out. And if we do, it's going to be white supremacists that are coming down, or Antifa, if it's a conservative president, one or the other. We're never going to get the story. All right, Mr. Pope, thanks very much. We really appreciate it. Let's go to California. I'm going to be out there next week in California. Monica Crowley is going to be here in my stead. California, it's unbelievable. They passed a law January of this year telling companies they had to have women on the board of directors. So if you had five directors, you had to have two women. If you had six, you had to have three women. It's a law. Well, L.A. Superior Court Judge Maureen Duffy Lewis said, no, it's unconstitutional, can't do it, struck it down. And the conservative group Judicial Watch had challenged the law in court, and this is just an initial ruling. I don't know how far it's going to go, but I thought I'd tell you about it. Let's go to Hawaii. Hawaii may be the most liberal state in the union. And it's not really visible. I love going to the Hawaiian Islands. I've been to every island except Molokai and Lanai. I have Lanai on my list. Molokai, I don't know. But love it there. Whenever I traveled to the Far East, I stopped in Hawaii coming or going. It was just a fabulous place. But anyway, in Oahu, the biggest island, that's Honolulu, they have a feral chicken problem. Chickens, as many as 20,000 are running around scaring everybody in Honolulu. Chickens. Now, I don't know, Colonel Sanders could take care of this, I think, but the state of Hawaii is setting up traps, but the chickens are too smart for the traps, and only 67 have been caught, and it averages out to $7,000 a caught chicken. True. So anyway, going to Hawaii, watch out for the feral chickens. Stay in history. May 17, 2004. First same-sex marriage. And it was in Massachusetts. All right, 18 years ago today, Marsha Kadish and Tanya McCluskey married because the Massachusetts Supreme Court said gay marriage should be legal. Now, at the time, that was it. It was only Massachusetts. But, of course, the Supreme Court in 2015, not that long ago, June 26, 2015, 5-4 decision, said, yeah, gay marriage, because if you deny homosexuals the same marital status as straight people, heterosexuals, then you are violating their rights of personhood. They actually use that word. Okay, I got no beef on this. I mean, I'm a traditional guy, but if I just want everybody to be happy, that's what I want. And here's an interesting stat. The gay marriage is right now, there's about 500,000 of them in the USA, 500,000, 25% end in divorce. But for straights, 50% end in divorce. All right, so that happened, gay marriage, 18 years ago today in Massachusetts. Good mail, Sabin, and a self-promoting final thought. But you will find this interesting, I promise. So I hope you hang tough. We'll be right back. All right, let's get to the mail. Lloyd on the message board. If you sign up for BillO'Reilly.com premium or concierge membership, you get to interact with all the other thousands of PMs and concierge members. And we have a very high-tone, smart, witty audience, and it's a lot of fun. It's almost like a hobby. So whatever I say, you guys kick it around. You can make fun of me. We don't, you know, we don't, no obscenities, no personal attacks. We really are on that. We don't allow that. But the message boards are very, very fun. There's another reason to become a premium member of BillO'Reilly.com. Lloyd says, we all know the Biden administration is hypocritical about race vis-a-vis shooting victims, but only black voters can change this. The Biden administration think it works because they get between 80 and 9% of the black vote. I don't disagree with that a little bit. So African-Americans are like every other voting bloc. They vote their self-interest. That's what they do. Every voting bloc does that. And right now, the Democratic Party hurting African-Americans because of inflation, hurting them. So this attempt, Biden to promote white supremacy, is trying to mask that. It's trying to divert that from the African-American community. I don't think it's going to work. Al, any tough question posed to Karine Jean-Pierre will be deflected because it will be considered racist. I don't think she can do that now. She did it in the past every day, almost, but I don't think she can do it now. Be interesting to see if she pulls that card. She's the new White House press secretary. For those of you watching overseas, remember, this is a worldwide broadcast, and a lot of our foreign viewers are not as up to speed as we are. Gregory, how can we be a racist country if a black man was elected twice to the Oval Office? What racist rhetoric is Karine talking about? Look, Karine just wants to believe. People believe what they want to believe. She wants to believe the USA is a racist country, period. That's it. She wants to believe it. Bob Schaefer, Copeg, New York. Who do you really think is the one that picked Ms. Pierre as the new press secretary? I agree, and I said that I don't think Joe Biden knows anything about Karine. I don't think she knows. He knows anything about her. Somebody just said, "Hey, she's second in command to Jen Psaki, so she's going to take over." He said, "Fine." I could be wrong on that. Retriever lover. Now, I don't usually allow anonymous postings, but I think he's going golden retriever here. But I'm going to give him a shot. Jen Psaki is the most talented liar I have ever seen. She did a fantastic job spewing the most illogical blatherskite, good word, and she did it all with a little wave of her hand and a smirk. And that's why she got a $1 million contract with MSNBC. She had that MSNBC smirk. So you have to have that. They kind of, when you apply for a job, they say, okay, let's see the smirk. And, you know, hers is good. Stephen Wallman, Simi Valley, California, the shooter in Orange County was political. He is Chinese and was upset over China and Taiwan. I'm not buying it, Steve. I'm not buying it. I know that's the official report, that it was political. But ask yourself this question. Why does a man, the killer, who's living in Las Vegas, go all the way to Irvine, California, to a tiny church and shoot Taiwan Americans, Taiwanese Americans. Why would you go there? Why wouldn't you just shoot a Taiwanese in Nevada? I'm a journalist, okay? I think this was personal. I had a personal connection. I could be wrong. If I'm wrong, I'll tell you. Steve Olson, Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey. Bill, you said last week the Catholic Church has been somewhat quiet on the abortion issue because of fear. I believe if they were true men of God, they would only care about what is right in the eyes of the Lord. And that's why I'm trying to encourage the Catholic clerics to get on it, to stop the politics, to stop the fear. Get on it. Andrea Lamb, Encino, California. Why is it taking so long to find the Supreme Court leaker? Because nobody's really looking for the Supreme Court leaker. My opinion, I haven't seen or heard anything, and I would have. Maurice, the Never Trumpers are every bit as bad as the far left progressives. They lie about Trump instead of admitting they just don't like him personally. All right. I don't think the Never Trumpers are much of a factor anymore. Robert Hulk in Houston, Texas, just finished Killing the Killers. It's a riveting book, a reminder that hateful terrorists still exist. With Biden at the helm, Russia is moving on Ukraine and China, has designs on Taiwan. Do you think the terrorists will increase their efforts to strike our homeland while he's in office? Yeah. Al-Qaeda, reconstituting in Afghanistan, training, recruiting, arming themselves with our own guns that Biden left in Afghanistan. Did you know that? Killing the Killers. You want to know about the terror threat? And there it is. Okay, Father's Day coming up, and we want you to give Dad a nifty, all right, stand up for your country mug. And also, we want you to give him Killing the Killers, which I'm going to talk about in a moment. Dad will love the book. So I'm going to give you a little preview that we are twinning Killing the Killers with Killing the Mob, two books together for a great price for Dad. And that'll keep Dad quiet for a while, if that's your goal. Word of the day, do not be vitriolic. V-I-T-R-I-O-L-I-C. Final thought in a moment. All right, final thought of the day. Today is 2 weeks since Killing the Killers was released into the marketplace. Here are the facts. Will debut number one this coming Sunday on the New York Times bestseller list. 150,000 copies of Killing the Killers sold in 2 weeks. Thank you all very, very much for that. That's an astronomical figure. 150,000 2 weeks, okay? Now, if you go to Amazon, of course, they sell Killing the Killers. They have reviews from the folks, and you can post it there. Now, only read the verified sale, because the other people who come in just hate me. But if it says verified sale, then you read the reviews, is what I do, for any book, not just Killing the Killers. 90% of the reviews about Killing the Killer are thumbs up, good. That's a really high number, really high. So I write my books because I want you to enjoy them and learn from it and not be able to put the book down. So I think I've accomplished it again with Killing the Killers, 11th Killing book. Okay, I've had 18 number one bestsellers. I don't think any other human being in the nonfiction realm has ever done that. If you know of one, please tell me. Nonfiction now. I'm not carrying Harry Potter and all that. And 19 million of my books in print. Almost all of them are still in print. I just got a big check yesterday about Killing Lincoln, Killing Kennedy, and all those. They're still selling. Because once people read one Killing book, then they want to read another and another. That's a good thing. But anyway, I want to really thank everybody supporting Killing the Killers. If you have not done it yet, you will like the book. Dad and Granddad will love the book, and I hope you consider it. I want to explain something that I don't know if you have heard. So this television broadcast is now a radio broadcast as well. So on WABC in New York, they run the no-spin news at 9 o'clock on AM radio, and the ratings are astronomical. So if you're not home, okay, and you're distracted for some reason, you're in the car, boom, you put on the no-spin news from 9 to 10. Well, now 80 other radio stations, because of the rating success on WABC, are doing the same thing across the country. So this is a good thing. Now, it's better for some people to watch it, to see it, because we have graphics and stuff on the screen and all of that. But the radio people are able to absorb that information as well. And I, you know, because I get letters from both camps. I get TV letters, I get radio letters. And again, it's Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. And I'm really pleased because this is a huge expansion of the franchise. So number one, we want everybody to be BillO'Reilly.com premium and concierge members because you get the message of the day. Actually, everybody gets that. You don't have to be a member to get it. You get the columns on Sunday. You get everything. And we have the radio broadcast with Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck and Bernie and Sid on WABC and Mark Simone. They're all posted. There's a lot of stuff there. And it's good educational stuff. And it's entertaining. But if you're in the car and you're in New York City, and that's the biggest market in the country, you can hear us 9 to 10. And across the country, 60, 70? I haven't got the full count because they're still coming in. So that's happening if you are confused. I'm not. I know we have a great product, and I thank you very much for watching it and listening to it, and we'll see you again tomorrow.